Presenting this week's story, Yes! Possible Solutions, Part 5. Ben Franklin was uncommon. His calendar of achievements exceeded the speed limits. He arrived January 17, 1706, in Boston, in Massachusetts Bay Colony in America. That day was usually freezing cold, especially when the wind was whipping off the Atlantic Ocean.
Ben had a big family to welcome him. He was the 15th child and the 10th boy. When he was 8, he went to school for 2 years. His father could not afford to send him longer. At age 10, he began working for his father, making soap and candles. He did not like the work. His father arranged for him to work under a formal contract at his brother's print shop. By age 16, he was secretly writing newspaper articles that were being published.
At age 17, he broke his contract by running away to Philadelphia. He soon had a new printing job. Reading during any available time was his passion. He continued writing. At age 18, he crossed the Atlantic Ocean to buy printing equipment in London. The money promised to him by the governor of Pennsylvania, who was impressed with Franklin's skills, was not delivered. Franklin arrived in a huge city, alone and penniless. He soon found a job as a printer.
By age 24, he owned his own printing company. He astonished observers with his cleverness and 7 days a week work ethic. He started a newspaper which became one of the leading American newspapers. He got married. Again, he was writing a popular newspaper column under a fictitious name. He gathered information for publishing a yearly almanac. It became a huge success in the 13 colonies, England, and France. When 1748 arrived, Benjamin retired. He was 42 years old, with another 42 years to live. With money resources he had developed, he was receiving funds equal to the salary the governor of Pennsylvania received. He wrote, "I am in a fair way to having no other task than such as I shall like to give myself, and of enjoying what I look upon as a great happiness, leisure to read, study, and make experiments, and converse on such points as may produce something for the common benefits of mankind, uninterrupted by the little cares and fatigues of business."
For years he had been inventing. He was especially curious about electricity. New ideas for inventions were springing into his mind daily. Examples were fireplaces that kept smoke out of eyes. Fresh air was channeled so as to more quickly warm a room. He designed bifocals so he could see at different ranges. An odometer satisfied people's curiosity about distances they traveled. A musical instrument called an harmonica had the unique opportunity of a piece composed for it by Amadeus Mozart.
He was uninterested in making money by patenting his inventions. Instead, he wrote, "As we enjoy great advantages from the inventions of others, we should be glad of an opportunity to serve others by an invention of ours. And this we should do freely and generously." Tensions came as France, England, and Spain attempted to absorb more of America into their control. Join us as Benjamin becomes a military advisor and diplomat.
Investigate this week's story. .com